You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. The lame duck session of the legislature continues to surprise observers with some of the controversial legislation being proposed. And here now to talk about that are our Friday commentators. Ken Sikkema, a senior policy fellow at Public Sector Consultants and former Republican majority leader in the Michigan Senate. And Gilda Jacobs is president and CEO of the Michigan League for Public Policy and a former Democratic member of the Senate. Let's start with Senate Bill 1244. Public health advocates and environmentalists say this could prevent the Department of Environmental Quality from using the best and most up-to-date science to determine whether a toxic pollutant should be cleaned up. For example, DEQ could not use the federal government's most recent finding that PFAS contamination over 35 parts per trillion should be kept out of the water. This bill would mean an older guideline of 70 parts per trillion or even the previous standard of 300 parts per trillion would have to be used. Ken, this is just one example, but it could be applied for any toxic chemical polluting air, land, or water. What's the reasoning here?
This is a debate over sort of how clean is clean when it comes to environmental cleanup. What makes this bill different from some of the other lame duck bills is there's actually been a number of work groups working on this for some time, but they haven't been able to come to a resolution on which sort of data sources the DEQ can rely on. And the federal standard or the federal standards are often just not updated frequently enough, evidently. And so the DEQ wants to use a variety of other data sources and standards. But, you know, industry is saying, look, you know, we need some kind of standardization here. You know, we can't just let the agency pick and choose what standard they want or what data source they want. I think sort of the irony of this and other legislation is it's kind of a deferring to federal regulation, which is kind of an about face for Republican legislators. I think there's the ability to find some common ground here over time. But that's basically, the gist of the dispute here.
Gilda, as we find out there are greater concerns and potential hazards from any toxic chemical, should we wait till a federal agency gets it when it's lagging behind the known sciences?
You know, I think the most important thing is that we shouldn't even be dealing with this right now. There is so much controversy around this. And in light of the Flint water crisis, we should not be limiting our state, especially because we don't even know enough about PFAS at this point. Our water has already been contaminated and poisoned by lead all over the state, not just by Flint. And here is another situation where the strictest regulations, I think, are the most important thing to protect our families. So the fact that this is an effort to actually relax those standards, I believe, is wrong. I come from a data organization. We believe you have to look at the data. You have to look at the most up-to-date research. You have to set standards that are going to ensure our water systems are healthy, not perhaps put us in a precarious position. I honestly think this is really bad public policy. And I know that there have been work groups that have been working on this, but they haven't figured this out. I think this is something that the legislature next session should deal with. I don't want more kids and more families experiencing more poison in their drinking water.
The second bill I want to talk about is House Bill 4205. This would encompass all agencies, restricting them from making rules more strict than federal rules unless the agency can show, quote, clear and convincing, end quote, need because of exceptional circumstances. Now, I don't want to be hyperbolic here, but does clear and convincing mean people have to be sick or dying or the economy devastated by something before the state can act independent of the federal government? Ken, this has been something the Republicans have wanted for some time. What do you think of it?
Well, I think it's a bad idea. I mean, it basically says when it comes to all regulations, Michigan's going to defer to the federal government. The irony of that is it's a complete reversal of Republican philosophy in terms of longstanding belief about what's the proper relationship between the federal and state governments. Republicans historically have said states are the laboratories of democracy. The federal government is not the be-all and end-all. Wisdom doesn't always reside at the federal level, and let the states have more control and authority. And as I said, this bill does an about-face on that and says, no, we actually think the federal government is always right, and we're going to make it really hard for Michigan to go its own way. It just sort of drips with irony, in my opinion.
Gilda, should the state agencies be reined in, restricted to simply following the federal government's lead for the most part?
You know, I couldn't agree more with Ken. I think he is spot on in terms of his analysis. it asks the question, what else might be behind the fact that they're trying to push this bill? So I know that there are some folks, you know, on the Democratic side of the aisle that believe that this bill could hamstring the Whitmer administration from doing lots of different things. I would hate to think that that is really what's driving this. But again, you go back to the Flint water crisis. Things that were happening in Flint were different than what the feds were saying, you know, as well. So I see this as ironic legislation indeed, but this is a problem that does not need to be fixed.
Last week, we were all talking about the moves by the Republicans in the lame duck legislature to limit the powers of incoming Democrats, Governor-elect Gretchen Whitmer, Secretary of State-elect Jocelyn Benson, and Attorney General-elect Dana Nessel. For the most part, the Democrats have been fairly quiet about these, what many are calling power grabs by the outgoing Republican legislature. But Nessel did express some concerns about the two pieces of legislation we just discussed. And in a statement, she says, despite the lessons learned in Flint, it appears that many members of the legislature are poised to ensure that we as a state still cannot protect the very residents we serve. The question is, Ken, why until this point do you think the Democrats have been pretty quiet?
Well, I think there's a lot of armchair quarterbacking going on here about whether incoming Democratic administration should be more aggressive or less aggressive. Are they doing it, calling it about right? My personal opinion is I think they're handling this properly. There's a lot of comparison between Michigan and Wisconsin, where the incoming Democratic governor of Wisconsin is blasting Scott Walker and the legislature almost every day. But the big difference between Wisconsin and Michigan is Rick Snyder is not Scott Walker, and Scott Walker is not Rick Snyder. The Democrats are wise, in this case, the incoming administration. I think they're wise in not positioning this as an all-out partisan battle. Now, we'll see at the end of the day whether they called it right or not.
Gilda, what do you think the incoming Democrats aren't rallying the troops and protesting these so-called power grabs?
Well, it's kind of hard to say what everybody's thinking. You know, Governor-elect Whitmer ran on building bridges. I really believe that she really wants to do that with the incoming legislature. So she may be kind of keeping her powder dry so that she's not burning too many bridges with folks that she's going to have to work with come next session. That being said, I think the Republicans underestimate the memory of voters who turned out both on both sides of the aisle because they want to change. They wanted women. I mean, we had a remarkable situation where all the top positions are held by women. But I think folks want to change. And by limiting, by putting handcuffs on, you know, different branches of the government, I think is not what the voters wanted. And I believe that this is going to come back to bite the Republicans later on when the power shifts again. Sometimes it's be careful what you wish for.
Gilda Jacobs is a former Democratic legislator. Ken Sikkema is a former Republican legislator. Hey, thanks very much.
Sure thing.
Thanks, Lester.